Jenna, is there any place better than Target?
No. So let's talk about Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love now with automatic deals.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
So now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna.
And Kevin. An iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome, welcome. Back.
We're back.
Exclusive. And that's what you really missed podcast. Hello.
That's Jenna.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Kevin.
That's Kevin.
Hey.
Oh.
Today, we're going to be talking about hairography.
Hairography. And this is all Ryan Murphy.
What an interesting episode. That's my thesis.
Yeah, you know Ryan loves hairography, though. Like, actually loves hairography. Every time Ryan would direct an episode, he'd be like, flip your hair more.
Yes.
Flip your hair more.
The act of actual...
I went my hair.
Of literally doing hairography, he is a big fan of.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jenna, the number one song on November 25th, 2009.
Empire State of Mind, Jay-Z and Alicia Keys. And the last episode, it was What You Say by Jason Derulo. This song... Empire State of Mind.
Mm-hmm.
We were obsessed with.
Yeah.
Obsessed on set. Obsessed.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I mean, it ended up in the
show.
And
I'm so glad we did it.
Ended up on tour.
Yeah, and on tour is our encore. That's my favorite encore song. Okay, so.
Wait, you didn't like Safety Dance?
Originally aired.
You want to fight?
I love Safety Dance. Would you like True Colors?
I love True Colors. Anyway.
Okay, wait, when did this originally air?
It originally aired November 25th, 2009. So Empire State of Mind was the number one song. The number one movie was The Twilight Saga, New Moon.
Mm. Oh my gosh.
Jenna,
do you remember when we went to this premiere?
I feel like that was the biggest premiere I had been to at that point.
Yes.
And fun fact.
Yes.
Where this premiere was at the same theater where we had the Glee 3D movie premiere.
Glee 3D.
Mm-hmm. And so...
That's right.
A couple years later, that gigantic, crazy, frenzied red carpet was for us. It was very
strange. That was wild, too. Mm-hmm. That's right. The craziest thing was that red carpet for Twilight. Those fans are so dedicated and so... Obsessed.
I've never liked anything that much.
They would. I remember they were saying that they slept there for like a week to line up to get to the front of that carpet. And it was one of the biggest carpets we had ever done. But they were like, get there early, because as soon as the stars start to arrive, it's going to get wild. So get there early. So I remember getting there early. Well, we got there like 5 o'clock and the movie screening wasn't until like 8. And we waited
a very long time.
A really long time.
We were just like standing around watching things. Did anyone know who we were on the carpet?
No, not really. But then also, more importantly, do you remember that there were two different screenings of the movie?
That's right.
In two different rooms?
Yes.
We weren't even with the cast.
No.
We were actually in a separate screening room.
That's absolutely correct.
You're like, oh, cool.
Yeah, like, why is half of the people going that way and we're going this way? I remember, too, this is one of the first times I had gotten, like, free clothes for something. Like, Top Man, like, sent me some suits. And it didn't properly fit. And it was like this red, shiny suit. And I thought it was so cool. And it
Wait a second.
Don't Google it.
So the number two movie of this this week was The Blind Side with Sandra Bullock, which I still love that movie.
Oscar-winning performance.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So, hairography. This episode, there's a lot of music. That sort of runs the gamut of genre. We get a callback to Grease, the Grease number. And we have a new director.
That's right. Bill D'Elia, who was a man of many, many shows, directed many, many shows before us. He also showed up in the suits.
He did.
We talked about Eric Stoltz showing up in suits. Bill D'Elia showed up in a suit always, very professional. And I was kind of scared of Bill.
I was definitely scared of Bill.
Yeah.
And he was so sweet.
He had this,
but it was like
the sweetest. A big air. He was very tall. He had like this big stature.
And he had directed
and he worked
serious,
on a lot of shows.
Serious shows. Yeah. And so
and a lot of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Okay. This episode aired the night before Thanksgiving. And I feel like I watched this with my family.
I probably did too.
Maybe not.
I just don't remember. I think I did.
I don't remember. We must have, right? It was new. It was, you know, fresh. Everybody was excited.
Well, we would have been flying in that day probably. Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, my family always watched the show every single week. So I feel like we probably...
I would get a full recap.
Yeah.
Oh, they could have done a podcast on this.
My parents still have their ringtones as some of my songs from Glee.
Still?
Yes. We'll be out in public, like over this past Christmas holiday break.
That's embarrassing.
Yes.
That's really embarrassing.
One of them has Let It Be and the other one has PYT. It's so embarrassing. And they're, you know, they are a little older. And so they have those ringers on full blast.
Loud. That's right.
I go back to being 16 and so embarrassed by my parents. It's not great.
It's funny. They're still hanging on to that. My parents are still hanging on to the ugly stuff too. I'm like, let it go.
You know my dad.
We have a shout out to Lynn. Oh. What?
So
tell me.
Serious thing. Dad ended up in the hospital with COVID pneumonia now, currently. But he's doing all right. But he asked the nurses if they watched Glee.
You know, my parents do that everywhere too.
Like, this was so long ago.
My mom had paramedics come to the house recently. She's okay. And they saw the plaques that I'd given them. I've gifted them some of our Glee music plaques because there's just too many. I honestly can't have them all on my walls either. So I gave one to my parents. And the guy from the firehouse was like, yeah, you guys just really big fans of Glee.
But see, at least they were asked.
No, they asked. Yeah, that's fair. But my mom's like, no, my daughter was on the show. And they're like, oh my God, can I tell my mom?
My daughter Jenna which is
very
was
cute.
On the show.
She was on it. She was a star. wait, that's really funny, though, that your dad asked if he just volunteers.
He's like in the middle of
Does he think he's going to get special treatment?
No, he just, as my mom said, he would talk to the wall. Like, he just talks to everyone and tries to find some common ground and likes to talk about, but he talks about all his kids, you know. Back on track.
Shout out to the East Meadow Fire Department, by the way.
So our hair department was nominated for this episode for the 62nd Emmy Awards with all these wigs.
That's right. Yeah. Exciting. Oh, that's right. Oh my gosh. So many wigs and like bumpets and things. Yeah. Okay. So one of our dear, dear friends is in this episode and who is a Glee writer and still our dear friend, Michael Hitchcock.
Yes.
Who that scene is... probably the highlight of this episode for me.
And he and Jane Lynch are reunited after they've been in a billion movies together. Mm-hmm. And that was great to see.
Oh, that's right.
Eve, of course. And this is the part that I guess Ryan had thought about Whitney Houston for that he mentioned before. Yeah.
Oh, good connect, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Good connect.
Jennifer Aspen is back. It's great. Mm-hmm, there's a lot happening.
Okay. All right, so we got a little Fox teaser here. The Glee Club learns how to move in a whole new way.
Wow.
Do we?
But what really happens heads and holes. This episode is Will meets the sectionals competition, including Eve and Hitchcock. Quinn test drives a baby daddy, takes it for a spin.
Mm-hmm.
And Rachel makes her big play for Finn, you know, while the cat's away. And Kurt
has some
other motives behind helping her get Finn.
Huh. And then there's this really fun fact from the Glee Wiki, Kevin.
Yeah.
That the word distracted, and distraction is said 20 times throughout this episode.
Who did this? Who found this? Who counted? Who noticed
because
it?
Because that's good.
And also, I'm that's worried good. For you. Surely.
But that's good.
It is very good. That is weird. Why?
I don't know.
Who do we even ask about that? What is... what?
I don't
how
know.
Does that happen?
I really don't know.
That's strange.
There's a quote from the Entertainment Weekly about this episode, like their recap article. This episode opened in a familiar place. Suspicionville. Population Will.
So good. But they're not wrong.
It is true.
Yeah, they're not wrong because weird things are happening. Brittany gets caught taking a video of rehearsal and then says, Sylvester didn't tell me to do this.
And Mr. Shue is sure that Sue is leaking the set list for sectionals. She was asking for the names and zip codes of the other schools, the Jane Addams Academy and the Haverbrook School for the
I was
deaf.
Thinking about that pre-Google Maps where you could just punch in the name and it'll give you the zip code and all the information. You know?
Yeah, no, we're still in the time of Ask Jeeves.
Yeah. So then Emma suggests that Will actually goes to Jane Addams Academy and asks the director point blank, what's up? And so he does.
So we see Eve.
Mm-hmm.
We meet Eve. And she's like, look, I'm trying to raise these kids right or like teach these kids to do right. I'm not going to like be cheating and like doing all this crazy stuff. But Mr. Shue's like, let me make this up to you. Sorry, I didn't mean to insult you. Why don't I invite you to come and scrimmage at McKinley since Eve, Miss Hitchens, has revealed to Will that they don't even have a place to rehearse. They rehearse out in the yard.
Yeah.
The rec yard. So
talk about not aging
she says
well,
yes.
By the way. I mean,
yeah.
This is all.
It was
hard to. I sort of had to like close one eye and turn my
ignore head. It.
Yeah.
I kind of just like moved past it because I was like, okay. But we have to acknowledge it and learn from our mistakes because this is just.
We didn't write it.
That is true. We didn't write it. So they say yes, and the Jane Addams girls come, which a lot of our friends are those dancers. Yes. And I also forgot that Chelsea from So You Think You Can Dance, she's in this. And I remember being like, it's so starstruck by those dancers because I watched So You Think You Can Dance.
You were obsessed.
So I was obsessed.
We went to a couple tapings of it because you loved it, didn't we?
Yes, I love that show. Yes, we did. And it was on Fox, so it was like easy to get into.
This is also
and a lot of the dancers came.
This performance, I was just it's so makes you so happy to watch because when you actually have professional dancers who can do all the things that, you know, the professional choreographers, Zach Woodley and Brooke Lipton, wanted them to do, unlike us, and you have a bunch of people jumping into splits and like,
and you're like, oh, that's what you wish.
And
do.
Also the same point, like the Tim Davis and Adam Anders making this incredible arrangement of the song where they can use a billion voices and you actually get to hear sort of the people who would normally sing our demos sing the leads of these. It's like it's just a dream come true because this number was so good. I loved watching this.
I mean, this number was great. And it's just so funny. I can imagine Ryan being like, I need this to be all hair flipping, all choreography. Those girls were amazing. So Mr. Shoe's freaking because Jane Addams was really good. And he's like, oh, crap. We're not going to win. And Rachel being this like weird voice of reason to Mr. Shoe,
but also
which I thought was funny.
I also was just like, what level of delusion is she on that she was like, it's all smoke and mirrors? Like, no, that was pretty damn good. That was incredible.
Yeah, it wasn't distraction.
No, but they did do hairography.
Look, distraction. I said it.
Yeah, I see.
It's the hairography. It's the distraction. Mm-hmm. That's why. Okay, I'm getting it now. I see. You're right. It wasn't smoke and mirrors. It was actually really good, but it's called hairography.
Yeah.
And this is the whizzing of the hair. So Mr. Shoe is still freaking out. And he's like, yeah, sure, whatever. But it gives him the idea that we are going to now do a mashup of Crazy in Love and Hair. The theme song from the musical.
Which
is it a theme song?
Then brings our Beyonce song count up to three. Single Ladies, Bootylicious,
Woohoo,
and Crazy in Love.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
I remember recording this. We went to record this Crazy in Love together. Or I was there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because I remember you doing the rap.
Yes.
And I remember hearing you, Chinchilla.
Wait, which studio was this in?
The one on Highland, I believe.
But see, I think I went in twice for this because I think I had to go in and do that with the intro.
Okay.
And then on the other side of that recording studio, they brought in Mark and Corey to do this. And then they had me go in to do it. And then they ended up, I think, and then they ended up just
with
using
you.
Me. And then I remember Corey Mark looking dejected in the rehearsal room. Like,
well, it was just like a tryout.
Yeah, it was.
This was a tryout from all three of you.
Yeah, it was. And then,
that's really funny. Yeah.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Jenna, let's talk about one of our favorite places, Target. This is where like Austin and I go on dates. We will run through the aisles of Target. I love the book selection. Seriously, this is our favorite place to go together. We go all the time. And specifically, Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
Exactly. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
Now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So we're starting to do this mashup, which is when they're like, we're doing hairography and you all get in these wigs.
And before that, Hitchcock comes in and Will has this insane conversation with Mr. Roomba for the deaf school. And I mean, it's hilarious.
The Scarlet Fever.
But it's also, again, like,
it's... Ugh. Not right, but yeah. It's his performance is very funny. The subject matter, not so kosher.
No. Keeps happening. This
but
episode.
Hitchcock is just good at it. You put Hitchcock in a room with a pencil, and he'd make it funny.
It's
you know
true.
What I mean? So
he's very good.
He was doing his job, but so
he invites them to come.
He's very upset.
Too.
Mr. Yes. Rumba is very upset. He's like, how dare you not invite us to come and do this? I think you should invite us to come do this. And Will, to his, very easily says, sure, come on over. So Will is pulling out all the stops for this mashup that he's now convinced that, like, the hair is going to do it. And you guys all put these wigs on. And
yes, I was wearing dreads.
It's funny. It's funny, but your wig is not funny.
No.
Anymore.
No.
It's.
No, it's all wrong. It's all wrong.
We know it's wrong. We know it's wrong. And we wouldn't have done it. We wouldn't have done
it.
We
need to have like a sound effect that we can play. That's just being us saying it was a different time. It was a different time. It was a different time.
That big red button.
Yeah.
It was a different time. So we do Crazy in Love and Hair in the choir room. And this number also injured me because there's so much hair and you just wanted to make Ryan happy and whiplash your head so you could get your hair moving. And there's this one dance move that we had that Zach would call heads and holes.
Oh my God,
heads
that's right.
And holes. Heads and holes. And every time I watch this number, that's all I think about because we start up and then we go all the way down and then we go all the way up. So heads and holes was the number. I have fond memories
Zach
of this.
Always had
rehearsing
great little
this.
Things for us to remember the dance moves.
There was one coming up for the Journey mashup. And it was, you get what you need. And he was like, dirt on your knees. Yes, I was like, I don't think that's the lyric, Zach, but you don't need to not worry about that.
No.
And the very sweet Haverbrook deaf choir is, they're signing like, they look absolutely crazy. These actors were amazing. And I loved working with them.
I just remember all of us fighting over who we had crushes on.
Yeah.
We were all very smitten and they were all very cute.
Yes, they were very cute. And they did a very simple, beautiful number of Lennon's Imagine, which I'm showing my tattoo, my Imagine tattoo.
Here's mine. Because, oh, no, that's a Let It Be. Whoops, Imagine's on my ankle.
Ankle.
So when we always ended up in Chicago for some reason for press things. And I don't know why. Months and months after this, and this had always been my favorite song of all time. Months after this, Jenna and Leah and I, we were all at dinner, and then Leah's like, we should go get tattoos. And you two already had some tattoos.
And we're like, okay.
And so it didn't take much arm twisting. And I was like, okay, let's go do it. And Chris came with us. And I decided to get mine sort of like on my Achilles. And Chris was with me as I was getting mine. And
I remember.
I know I've told the story a billion times, but I'll never forget him just sitting there and being like, so what do you think your parents will think of this? As the needle starts. Damn it, Chris. Stop it. But we all got Imagine.
I wish I had done it in a different ink. Mine is like bleeding now and it's very visible.
Yeah, mine.
Very visible.
Mine doesn't look great.
But we haven't. It's matching. It's fine.
Yeah. And I don't think my parents care. For the record, Chris.
No.
I don't know, actually. I didn't ask. I also had to fight to get on this song because I love the song so much. I had to.
Oh, really?
I wasn't originally singing in it. And I texted this. I think this was the first time I did this because I'll do it a couple more times throughout the series.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
the songs that meant a lot to me, I was like, please, just even if it's a line. And so they split it up and I think originally it was just Corey and Leah, maybe. And then they added me and Amber.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was just the three of them and they added me. I'm not sure. But I elbowed my way in there.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. And this number is really beautiful. I remember shooting this and it was a really moving day.
Mm-hmm. It was special.
And watching them. Yeah, it was special. And they were all so nice and so talented. And I think it just puts things in perspective, right? For the show, in the storyline, but also just in life, right? It's like everybody's storytellers. Everybody can be an artist. You know, we have all these, like, we are the story of underdogs and in our own ways, but it just really puts things in perspective, really makes you grateful for the little things and not the little things, but the big things, you know? So
I also
it was
felt
a
like
really special.
We had a lot of time with them. I felt like it was almost the entire day where we actually got to like hang out with them and get to know them, which didn't always happen because things were so crazy. And we were always rehearsing and recording. And for some reason, we were just spending so much time with them.
Well, it was two musical numbers in one day that we were shooting, which we didn't normally do like back to back in the same room.
Right.
So I think because it was one continuous number, we shot it like that kind of.
Yeah. No, you're right.
But yeah. No, yeah, totally. I remember hanging out with them as well. Okay, so we do Imagine, or they do Imagine. We all do Imagine as a collective number. And Shu then admits, he's like, yeah, the hagiography was a totally bad idea. Here's my new set list. And
it's your shining moment. It's
And his like whole thing of like the, you know, Sue kind of leaking the set list is kind of off in the back, no longer in the forefront of his mind. Mm-hmm. I forgot this was True Colors. And I texted you last night. And I was like, I totally forgot. This is the episode.
Yeah, I didn't know it was in this episode
Tina's first number.
It sort of comes out of nowhere. And then you're just saying it.
Right.
You sound great
and
on this.
That's right. Oh, thanks. You know, it was honestly, it's because it wasn't really like part of my storyline. It's just like I happened to get the lead vocal on the final number, right? But it was, it was really fun. I remember being nervous to record my first big number because like I had gone in and done like, you know, a line or two here or there or whatever tonight. And, you know, this was the first big one, especially with Adam Anders, who like was amazing, but I don't know why I was scared.
It was nerve-wracking doing
and
solos.
You had said to me, I don't know what I'm going to do with these ad-libs. Like I've never had an ad-lib before like this. And you were like, you should just ask Amber.
Of course I did.
And I was like, that's a great idea. And Amber at the time was still living in Long Beach. And so she would stay over at my apartment sometimes, like when we had a late night and early morning. Mm-hmm. So Amber slept over, and it was the day I was going to the recording studio. I said, hey, can you listen to this demo and just like give me some ad libs? She's like, yeah. And she's like thinking, and then she's like, how about you? Like, yeah. And I was like, I can't do that. She's like, we're like, yeah. And I was like, okay, I can do that. So I had come in with like three things that I had like voice memoed, I think, on my phone, that I was like, okay, don't forget these. Mm-hmm. And I remember I walked in and Adam Anders was looking on the TV, because sometimes they had a TV going in when they were doing the control panel. And it was the day that Michael Jackson there was like an emergency call to his house, and obviously he died later that day. But I was in the recording studio during that whole time. Mm-hmm. So he was like telling me what was going on while I was in the booth, and he's like, let's do this for Michael. So it was a very memorable day for mm-hmm. many reasons. And I was so nervous about what this was going to sound like. And
well, it sounded great.
It turned out fine.
And those ad-libs sounded great. And you singing this live.
You're like,
great.
You texted me earlier and you're like, these ad-libs are so right. And I was like, well, that was Amber.
Yeah, and I do not remember telling you to go ask Amber. But it's also the way you sang it, because you have such a powerful high voice that like...
You always say that.
You do. Your voice is very high. And like when you get up there, it's so good.
So funny. Thanks. And then do you remember when we shot this? Tim Davis wasn't there that day. And we didn't have anybody to teach us the backgrounds, and nobody had heard the backgrounds before.
I don't remember this.
So it was very weird, because I remember being like, oh my God, people are stressed. And I was like, oh, I just gotta like get this my performance in and like whatever. And I remember, I think Brad Ellis was trying to teach everybody the backgrounds, but he didn't know the backgrounds.
Yeah.
Well, he was just kind of like off the cuff trying to teach people. So I think there's like some shots of like people, because there's a lot of like looks in this number.
Right.
So there's a lot of like storyline mm-hmm. going on, Quinn and Puck and Kurt looking at Finn, and people aren't singing. And I'm like, I think this is because like we didn't know the background vocal.
That makes sense. I just remember us like playing behind those like scrims of like the lighting behind
yes.
the stools.
That's right. The shadows. Cause they were like, it was like the apple dancing like Harry.
Yep.
Okay. So moving on.
Well, and then
that's enough.
It turns out colors. That Shu was right. We have the last scene of this storyline is Sue sitting across from Eve and Hitchcock giving him the set list. And they're like, we don't want it. No. Who do you think mm-hmm. we are? Mm-hmm. But we'll see how that plays out later on.
Yeah, exactly.
So then we have this whole baby daddy storyline.
I mean, it's Babygate.
Babygate
continued.
Part 18. And Puck gives Quinn a baby book he stole, How to Raise a Baby on $5 a Day. And Quinn starts to wonder if she made the right choice to give up the baby. Things are happening. A young teen mind moves quickly. So then Quinn, Kendra, and Terry are in the car, and there's this insane episode of like, you don't drink diet soda, do you? Because the phosphoric acid causes male pattern baldness. And Quinn's like, that's the baby's a girl. She's like, well, the women go bald too. And Kendra says, you worry too much, Terry. Mom smoked and drank a bottle of vodka on ice every night when she was pregnant with us, and we're totally normal. It's a lot, but so good. The three of them together is incredible.
Excellent.
Quinn wants to see if Puck will... She's auditioning him to be the baby daddy, basically. Because mm-hmm. she's like, do I want to keep it? And if I do I want it to be with Puck as the dad or Finn as the dad? And...
Yeah, so she schemes, she's like, okay, so how do I distract Finn during this so I can get to Puck and kind of see Puck for a while? And so she gets an idea with her and Kurt, which you don't see Quinn and Kurt a lot mm-mm. together, and to get Rachel a makeover so it can distract Finn, which we will get to that scene later. Meanwhile, we're back to Terry and Will, and Will is trying to get into it with Terry, and
they're always in bed.
Terry is like, "Please don't touch me, please don't touch me." They are always in bed, and he's trying to get into it with her. And she's like, oh my gosh, I need a distraction.
Distract.
Again, distraction. Yeah. So she comes up with a plan. She's like, oh my gosh, let me get him the blue bomber too. And she's starting to like feel bad about this whole situation, but she's like, I still got to distract him. So let me get him the blue bomber to like work on and, you know, update and whatever. Yeah. And then Kendra sneaking Quinn in at the same time, like a little like ding, 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 Looney Tunes moment. And Quinn decides that she is going to keep the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And now Terry's like, okay.
She starts to unravel.
No. Yeah. Terry's starting to go. And Kendra's like, okay, look, I got a plan. Another plan. Kendra's always got a plan. She's like, I'm going to get Quinn to babysit my little three monsters,
mm-hmm.
and she'll never want to have a baby ever again. And so we get to Quinn and Puck. Quinn's like, what are you doing on Friday? And Puck's like, nothing. And then she's like, you're babysitting with me. And so they babysit Kendra's triplets, the Gingaloids. And Puck actually comes up with the idea that he's going to play them a song. And Quinn does Papa Don't Preach.
Yeah, which sounds great.
Which
I love this cover.
She sounds great.
Yeah.
It's like, just that she has to sing to three small children.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird scene. And also, yeah. Isn't there...
God bless her for doing that, because I would not want to be shooting that scene.
She sold that. They were great together. It's definitely weird. Yeah. Like Puck sort
Diana
of like,
can sell anything.
Yeah, she can. isn't like Puck hit one of the kids or something? And I think there's an edit also where the kids aren't even in it. It's some weird... The scene is a bit strange. But when Kendra and Terry come home, they find all the they find the triplets asleep in bed and notice that they've been bathed. And Kendra and Kendra's like, what are you, an exorcist? It's very good. So you know, Quinn and Puck sort of nail it. And it's like, can we do this together? But simultaneously.
And meanwhile,
yeah.
That's right. That's right. We've got Phil, Kendra's husband, poor husband, saying that the blue bomber can't have a car seat. It doesn't have the adjustable straps or whatever, or the attachments. And it's got Will thinking, and he's like, oh my God. And now Quinn and Puck are thinking like, okay, we can do this, right?
Bum, bum, bum. Here comes Santana.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Naya has like
here
her
she comes.
First Snixie scene.
Yes.
It happens.
Yes. And it's so good.
So
so during the babysitting, they're trying to get out of their little like jump rope handcuffs, and Quinn's like, what are you doing? And Puck's like, oh, I'm texting with Mike Chang. And little do we know that he's actually sexting with Santana. And Snixie comes out and she's like, guess what? I was sexting. Check his phone.
All the references. Like, are you from the 90s? This is great. Great monologue.
I think this is when they were like, oh, we've got something here.
Yes. Like, oh, we gave her one scene and she just smashed it.
Nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So we get to Quinn and she confronts Puck and she's like, okay, I'm like, I knew you lied to me, and now, like, you know, you think you're going to, you know, raise this baby together when you can't even, you know, be honest with me and not sext all these different girls and blah, blah, blah.
And he's
blah.
Like, I can be
Puck
a dad.
Like,
I want to be the dad, but I'm not going to change who I am. Like, ooh.
Well, and also was like, you've only given it to me once.
Right.
Which I was like, ugh. Okay.
Add it to the list of things for this episode.
Yeah. The list. And so then cut to Quinn being like, I changed my mind. You can have the baby.
And Will then surprises Terry that he sells the blue bomber and gets a minivan.
Which that minivan is like the minivan that you used to have in that house set. Those like the play school house set.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you had this, but it's like the little toys.
Yeah.
And there was the van.
It totally was.
I was like, I know that van.
Yeah, that wood paneling.
exactly. And... she's like, you think Will's going to make a good dad? And Terry's like, yeah, I do. And then Quinn hugs Will on the way out, which is very sweet. I thought that was a really sweet moment. Inappropriate, but sweet.
Yeah. But it didn't feel creepy or inappropriate. Like, she knows.
No.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So then we get to this other business. As we said earlier, Quinn gets Kurt to give Rachel a makeover. And he's like, I'm in. Makeovers are like crack to me. And Rachel, who last week was obsessed with Mr. Shu, admits to Kurt that she loves Finn. And then Kurt is like, that's not great. So he decides, like, oh, well, you know who Finn likes? He likes sexy looking girls. And so he gets her made up like really sexy, saying this is exactly what Finn's going to want. And then the next day, it sort of reminded me of the last season of Euphoria. Very different. But she walks down dressed like she's
the Colin.
Yeah, like sort of in Greece, and walks past Finn, and Finn's like staring at her and staring at her boobs. And then makes plans with him to work on a song on Friday with him to help with the wig.
She's like, how about the one from Greece that we did?
Yeah.
In the pilot.
And then Finn tells, use the same recording. And then Finn tells Quinn he's busy Friday, which he's fine with because she has plans to babysit with Puck. Messy.
Another distraction.
Yeah. Finn and Rachel are in the bedroom working on the song. She comes out and she looks like Sandy from Greece. Like, it's the curly hair. She's so over the top. They start
the tight skin tight suit. Yeah,
it's all there. And she starts singing it.
And her little boombox.
Which I love.
Her little pink boombox.
Finn just stops and goes, I'm going to say this as nice as I possibly can, but you look like a sad clown hooker. Which is great. And
it's what a line.
And as he's rejecting her, she's like, I thought you liked this. And he's like, no, I don't. I was actually just having this conversation with Kurt the other day. And light bulb, like, oh, okay. So then the next day she confronts Kurt and is like, you like Finn too. That's why you set me up like this. And Kurt's like, let me tell you something. Neither of us have a chance. Finn loves Quinn and they're having a baby. And then Rachel goes, I thought we were friends.
Rachel says, I thought we were friends. And Kurt says, what made you think that? Which is funny. And then Finn admits that, yeah, he was like, Quinn and Finn have this nice scene where they apologize to each other and they're going to, you know, they're going to do this together, right? They're going to have the baby. And, she's like, can we be in love again? And he's like, look, if we're going to do this, I'm going to be completely honest with you, even though nothing really happened at all, but that I was with Rachel on Friday. And then Quinn and Finn walk down the hallway together. They're back together. They pass Rachel and Kurt, who are everybody's in love with Finn, I guess. Mm-hmm. And we get sad looking waves from Kurt and Rachel. And that's pretty much hairography.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
It is.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Jenna, let's talk about one of our favorite places, Target. This is where like Austin and I go on dates. We will run through the aisles of Target. I love the book selection. Seriously, this is our favorite place to go together. We go all the time. And specifically, Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
Exactly. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
Now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Should we do some tardy takes?
Tardy takes. Yeah, let's do it. Okay.
Cringe moments.
We got our cringe moments.
Yes.
Our ouchies. Ouchies, ouchies. I have to say, as much as I bought it, the Papa Don't Preach to the Triplets made me really cringy.
I mean, I thought there was quite a bit. There was the whole portrayal of Jane Addams Academy. Or some of the deaf school things, the hierography thing of it's like cool epilepsy. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Worst dance move.
Yeah. I mean, we were like humping and crazy in love and hair. Like it was wild.
Heads and holes.
It was wildly inappropriate, which I think was the point. I think it was the point. Was it supposed to be inappropriate?
I think we should talk about best dance move, which obviously would have been Jane Addams Academy, jumping into the splits.
Yeah. Jump splits.
Always.
Booty jump splits. And then best song.
True Colors, Jenna.
That's so nice. I was going to say Imagine.
You're just really, you deserve
it.
Your moment. You know, it's been some time and you sound so good.
And it'll be some time again, so we'll take it.
Best performance by a prop.
I didn't think about this for a second.
I mean, the wigs tried. Hair. Yeah. You know,
yeah,
it
the
wasn't
hair.
Their fault.
I did the hair. No. And the women's hair is, you know, that's appropriate. So, okay. Didn't age well and age well.
I mean, the same as cringe moments for me. A lot of this episode did not age well, I think.
I think like the collective other, like the scrimmages, like the group, the other glee clubs, the whole thing was a little off the mark.
Yes.
Okay. And best quote.
Oh my God.
One of them is for me. Kurt, who says Rachel manages to dress like a grandmother and a toddler at the same time.
I love it.
It's very funny.
I like when you have to see it with the prop, but when Sue is talking to Will in the beginning and she has the magazine on the table and she's like, Will, I'd like my magazine back. I thought that was really good. Okay. Are you ready, Jenna?
I'm ready.
Okay. So this TikTok is, let me send it to you. Pull it up.
Okay.
It is from Slacker's Tragedy. And they are showing off all of the Glee merch they have. It is crazy. It is 2.5 minutes long. Did you know this stuff existed?
No, I'm looking at the script right now. Okay, I get that.
There's a tissue box? Oh, a trivia box.
The trivia box?
Cranium?
We were in Cranium?
Like, what?
A magic eight ball?
I've never seen this magic eight ball before.
Wait, that's really funny.
I just want to know, like, how much money they spent on this.
Oh my gosh.
Like, it's really...
There's a lot of stuff here.
It's a little...
Karaoke Revolution. There's a fake slushy. Kevin, did you ever get... Wow. We had an award that was made for us from the O2 because we sold out the O2 for 2 weeks in a row. Mm-hmm. That was like a trophy. It was a slushy.
Mm-hmm.
I never got mine.
I never got mine either. There was also a plaque we got for selling a certain number of albums in the UK. We took pictures with it, but I didn't get that either.
The comic book. I remember that plaque. There's a comic book and we all look very scary in it.
I can't believe
this. Oh my gosh. This is crazy. That's amazing. Wow. Very cool. Very, very cool.
So I was going through some of my things yesterday and I realized that, do you remember when that Glee karaoke game came out on Wii?
Yeah.
So I see that they have the Wii game. I have the actual physical Wii that they gifted us with our faces on it.
With our faces
on it. And I feel this person needs that as part of their collection. So if there was a way to send this Glee Wii to Slacker Strategy, if you want to... Oh my God, there's a coloring book too. You guys got to see this video. We will be posting these soon.
Yeah, we look scary.
It is.
Wait, Kevin, are you giving away your Wii to Slacker Strategy?
Yes. I think...
That's really nice.
If anyone deserves it, it is this person.
It's him.
Are you kidding me?
Or they. Yeah.
Like, they have things... This video is still going on. I'm sorry I'm talking over it this whole time, but I don't know.
That's amazing.
Wow. So I think as a thank you to the dedication of collection... Here's one more thing. So we'll find a way to
get that Glee Wii. Let's get it to them. Wow, Kevin. Wow. That's fun.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
That was a fun one.
Well, the TikTok, you mean? Yeah. Next week's episode is actually really fun. We have a lot of stories. about the mattress store in the episode Mattress. Mm-hmm. I believe this was Ian's first, his directorial debut with the show.
Did he direct it?
I could be wrong. I think so.
We'll know next week.
Am I wrong?
When we do it.
Yeah, we'll come back next week to find out if I'm right or wrong. If my memory is off or on. But thanks for recapping with us, Hairography, and hanging out with us again. Thanks for sending in those TikToks for Kevin. And see you next week.
See ya. That's what you really missed.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. And follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Miss Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time. Jenna, is there any place better than Target?
No. So let's talk about Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love now with automatic deals.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
So now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.